The opinions expressed on this radio program by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Emily Pearls Show, Blog Talk Radio, or the Emily Pearls Show's sponsors and affiliates. Free thought is a philosophy, not a policy. And although the Emily Pearls Show program may take stances on individual issues, the show itself remains an entertainment platform.
It's the Emily Pearls Show time. Hit it!
Hello, and welcome to my show. You're listening to The Emily Pearls Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee, where women talk about anything we want to talk about, all right? Our topic today is informative, professional, and sometimes we manage to even have a little fun. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, and come on back and talk with me. The show will begin in just a few moments. welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. You are tuned in to the Emily Pearl Show, live from Studio A out of New York City, where there is 69 degrees. Broken clouds, they're a little bit cooler than we are. I think we are probably about 80. Yeah, so I know it's feeling like winter to them. And we are Memphis, Tennessee here, you know. We had a touch of Harvey come through. It's moving on up to the East Coast. So I'm sure New Yorkers are going to get a little bit of, I should say, maybe a lot of rain. We sure had some. Yes. But we want to thank you for tuning in, taking our time. We know it's Friday night. We know it's family night. But, you know, it's getting ready to get cold. So I want y'all to put us on your schedule because you won't be going out so much on Friday night. And tune in and support our show. We have some talented teen talkers, young men too, y'all, that has been hanging in there with their own show. You're going to hear them tonight. Right now, though, I'm going to bring in our radio show host, Reverend Douglas Martin, but he will be co-hosting with me tonight. Hey, I see you over there through the glass. How you doing, Doug?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I have just a little slight cold because I was working out in Harvey yesterday, keeping the water out of UT Medical. Yeah, I was helping keep the water out of UT Medical, and I got so wet. The only thing I didn't get was thirsty. The only thing I didn't get was thirsty. After it just really started downpouring, and we were just practically wading in water, and I said, I'm not thirsty. My skin was hydrating me because I was so soaking wet and saturated, and that's just an amazing thing. I tell you, the human body is just so amazing.
Isn't it? God knew what he was doing. I tell you. Well, I'm looking out the window. I tell you, Times Square is packed. I guess y'all can hear the noise from Times Square. I want to let everybody know, look, New Yorkers, when y'all see the ticker tape and the Pearl Show is live, please give us a honk honk. Let us know who you are with us. That's right. We appreciate y'all, too, our policemen that serve Times Square, because y'all got a hard job to be the place. Listen, we got a great show tonight. Sybil Marie Presley, the co-hostess of the Mostess, y'all. Guess where she is? You would never guess it. She's at a football game. That's right. She's helping our videographer, Richard, self, a freelance video one. He does them, the football games, Friday night football games in Memphis. And Reverend Doug, I hear you moving around. I'm going to put you in the quiet room. Let's get settled a little bit because I know you probably just came in at the last minute while I was dancing the green onions. Okay, then. So we're going to take a little break. We'll come back. We got an important, very important announcement that I want y'all to hear, okay? We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Emily Pearl Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee. It's in a class all by itself. I'm Emily Pearl, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
bad credit can be a thing of the past. We'll fix your credit and get you approved for a new home. All you need is a middle score of 640 for FHA approval, and we know how to get you there. We specialize in getting you approved for home financing. So call the credit doctor now, 901-355-2772. Tell us that you saw it on Facebook to receive quality appraisal. Call 901-355-2772. The Credit Doctor.
There he is. He came back in. Okay, Mr. Mario, I will see you back. Listen, if you haven't got your credit fixed yet, you need to do so before Christmas. Y'all know y'all are going to want to do some Christmas shopping and some Christmas charging. Go ahead and spruce up that credit. Call the credit doctor today at 355-2772 and tell him you heard it on the Emily Pearl Show. All right. Like we lost another one of our teenagers. I don't know what's going on with the teen talkers. They're getting disconnected and must be happening to some of our callers, too, because this doesn't normally happen with our teen talkers. Okay, they might have been dancing and disconnected the field, because I know I always play a song at the top of the show because I look for liveliness and livelihood on Friday nights with the show. I'm so passionate about our show that I have to get a gig in, do a little jig, you know. So I play a little song at the top, and I'll be getting down. Y'all see me. Y'all going to be able to see me, too. That's not the important announcement. But this is the second announcement. Y'all will be able to see me. I'm going to broadcast live on Facebook while we're doing our show. So y'all will be able to look at me while the show is going on. And I want to do that so that we can get some more participation from our callers, you know, so they can hear what we're talking about on Facebook, and that will give them hopefully the urge to dial in and say hello, okay? All right, our next important announcement is the composers for the theme song of M-Pearl, A-A-L, the movie, our movie that we made. Carlos Wright and Dwayne Wilson has been nominated, and they are semifinalists in the American Tracks Music Award Festival. Yay! Oh, we got to get the audience so we can get some applause on that. Audience, did y'all hear that? I don't hear you. Thank you so much, yeah. So we will know whether or not they are finalists on September the 5th, and then we'll know if they make the finalists, then we'll know if they are the winner on September 12th. So we want you guys to just wish them luck, you know, say a prayer, because there is no public voting. We don't have to vote and click on any links or anything like that. They were nominated. Let me turn off the outside so y'all can hear me. They were nominated by the officials of a jury of the American Music Tracks Award Festival, as well as music industry leaders and recorded artists. So that is a great deal. And Doug, I know you said you wanted to talk to me about that. I know you probably wasn't in private, but I know you got something to say. What can you say? Congratulations to our guys. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on DeMario. Okay. And DeMario, you're going to be up next, though. Let me get Doug in. Okay. I was in the wrong.
Yes, congratulations on the nomination. And our prayers are going up for them to have much success when the voting is finalized. And either way, they're winners with us. That's for sure. And we hope that come in first place.
Yeah, and when they win, notice I did not say IF. When they win, they get to perform our theme song live in Los Angeles at the awards festival. They also
That'll be awesome.
They get a chance to get a management deal, and also they're going to get their certificate in the L'Oreal certificate, of course. And then they'll get their music heard by top industry producers. So it's a big deal.
How did they get introduced to Talent Factory? How did they get introduced to this Talent Factory International Music Contest?
Well, that is a award festival I'm entering different aspects of our movie into festivals. The movie itself has been entered into the Memphis Indie Festival here, and we're waiting to see if we've been accepted on that. And we also entered the theme song into another music festival. So we're waiting to hear from them. And so this month, it's already September the 1st, this month I'm going to be entering our female performer who sang the gospel song in the movie, Reverend Donnie Briggs. So I'm going to enter her and her music, her original song, next month. So,
that's also in the American Tracks Music Awards. Is that also the same?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And so then, I just kind of keep entering us in things because it costs money to enter. So, of course, I'm on a fixed income as a senior citizen, so I have to scrape up pennies to enter our contest, work.
Well, you need
art
to tell me about stuff like this, Emily, because I can probably help you.
Well, that'd be great. Yeah, well, I'll let you know. We're going to talk tomorrow. You and I are going to be on a set filming tomorrow. Is that right? You're going to be able to come?
Yes. I've confirmed that with Sybil.
Yeah, so we're going to have Dwayne and Carlos on the show next Friday night so we can see how they feel about this honor that they have received. Because it was a total surprise for them because they did not even know that I had entered them in a festival contest. So I think they're pretty excited. So we're going to get excited, and we're going to hear from our Teen Talkers. Let them say hello to you. Timothy, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, wonderful. DeMario, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Okay. Well, you two say hello to the audience, okay? Say hello to the audience.
Hello, audience.
Okay, so, Timothy, you are hosting the Teen Talker Show tonight.
Hello,
Timothy. Oh, that's so sweet. So, take it away, Timothy.
So, DeMario, what are you going to be talking about today?
I'm going to be talking about a steam engine.
Oh, steam engine?
Mm-hmm. Another
okay,
steam.
Well, we're going to take a break so that we can play DeMario's theme song. Better give him a chance to get his notes together. Y'all, don't hang up. Don't go anywhere because the theme song is short.
Hello, and welcome.
welcome to my show. You're listening to the Mario Macro Show. Now I talk about everything. So go grab your popcorn and come on back and talk with me.
We're back to talk with you. Go ahead, Timothy.
Okay. So, Mario, what about these amazing things that you're talking about?
Okay, so, it is called a steam engine. They had them when my grandma was a baby, but they scrapped them for some reason.
Is it a train? Does it have a train?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I even have toy steam engines in my room, which I am now. Hold on, I have to get my medals. Even though it's hung on my closet, I think I can get it.
Well,
hold on, I gotta go try.
Okay, he's gonna get his medals. You know, you have your trophy. And remember, you are supposed to broadcast with them beside you because those are your medals of honor for such a great broadcasting job that you guys do. And you guys don't realize that you are heard all over the world. You're heard all over the world, and you're admired by many.
I have to
And. A lot of people don't know that we had over 43,000 followers on Twitter. Uh-huh. And I have over two. Yes, okay, I was just talking to you, got back. You may continue.
Okay.
Yeah,
at least I got my medal down from the closet.
Okay, that's very good. Where's my bell?
Uh-huh.
Here's my bell.
I almost knocked down three clothes hangers trying to get that.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't knock down any clothes, Rex. So, okay, Timothy, back to you, and you can get back to the Mario. Continue, you guys.
So, it's called a steam engine. Have you seen one in real life?
No. No. They scrapped them way before I was born.
Do you want to ride one?
What did you say, Timothy?
I said, do you want to ride one?
Well, I already have about three types of steam engines as toys. Battery powered. And I have two types, which is battery powered and magnetical.
I can't believe that it runs on battery. Like, I thought all trains ran on coal.
Yeah, real ones do. Okay, so. Enough of my toys. Okay, so, at the back of a steam engine, at the back of a tank engine, there's something called a coal bunker, which the dryer and fireman store the coal, but on the back of tender engines, they have coal tenders. So, they they need more coal, and do you want to know where did they put it to make it run?
Mhm.
Okay, so they put it. The fireman puts it in the.
Wait, did you say fireman?
Like not a fireman from the fire department as you expect.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, not one from over there. Okay, so that fireman puts the train kind fireman puts the coal into the firebox, which heats the coal. And then the smoke that comes from the coal of fire in the firebox goes to the boiler. The boiler is full of water, and that's the middle of the steam engine. And also there's something, and also at the back of the cab, at all the way at the back of the engine with the cab, there's something called a whistle. On diesel engines, they have horns. Like most of them sound like this. Like that.
So, choo-choo.
Like that?
So on.
Like, okay, so. So, the steam engine. Okay, so. There's something on top of it. That's a really, really that engines have about big and small. It's called a dome. It's a little hole that has a door on it. So when the driver comes on top at a water tower, they put water in it with a hose.
Okay.
And then when the smoke comes into the water in the boiler, it makes steam. And then it goes to the cylinders, which makes the wheel turn. And then it.
So they have a boiler on the train?
Uh-huh.
That they use to heat up the water. And then what?
And then it goes to, and also correct. It also goes, and then it goes to a cylinder, which makes the wheel turn. Then the steam goes up a big pipe, which leads to the funnel. And that's how steam engines used to puff their way around the railway.
That's so cute. How does that sound go again? He can really make that sound, can't he, y'all? Did y'all hear that, children? That tickled them to death.
Hey, do you want to hear a joke, kid? Okay.
Well, they do.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Train.
Train who?
Train, I'm a steam engine. I'm gonna puff it to your house and break your whole house down.
That's a customized Mario Maxwell Jr. joke, I'm sure. Continue, Timothy.
My middle name is LaQuan.
Yeah, get him back on subject, Timothy.
Okay. Do you have anything else to talk about? I have one more thing. Do you have any toy trains? Have I ridden the train? No. Have you ever had a toy train? Oh, yes. The Mario? Is it something? Huh? Oh, I was having. Yes? Nothing. I was just having to see if you were still there. Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Okay, what was you about to say?
Well, we'll take a commercial break and we'll come back and go to the line. You want to do that, Timothy?
Yes. Now we're going to go to the line and see if there's anybody who wants to ask you a question, Mario. And tell them the number.
Right.
And tell them
right
the number
after.
To get in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the number to get in is one. Okay, so the number, boys and girls, 1-646-200-3422.
All right.
And if you heard the number to come in is 641-242-200-3422.
Okay.
Yep.
So stay right there, and we'll come back and see if we have any questions. Don't forget to press 1. Well, do they have to press, Timothy?
They need to press 1, 646-200-3422.
And the chat room is open. We'll be right back.
If you're getting married, having a fundraiser, graduation, family reunion, or it's your birthday party, and you need music and entertainment, Set Sail Entertainment presents professional disc jockeys with dynamic light shows and concert-powered sound systems. Set Sail Entertainment has famous local Memphis area disc jockeys, DJ D Smooth, DJ One Nation, DJ Red Assassin, and DJ CP3, ready to perform for you. Just call 901-488-9931. Set Sail Entertainment at 901-488-9931. Set Sail Entertainment logos and disc jockeys trade names are trademarked. Just call 901-488-9931. A proud sponsor of the Emily Pearl Show.
Give your business the exposure it needs on one of the world's fastest growing internet talk shows. Sponsor the Emily Pearl Show today and reach local, national, and international buyers. Call us 901-644-7346. Message or inbox us on Facebook and Twitter, or email us now. EmilyPearlsKirk@gmail.com. You've got plenty to say, so do it the Emily Pearl Show way. That's 901-644-7346. 901-644-7346.
right. I'm going to have to make us a new commercial because our number has changed. And I need to do that. I think something else changed too. So I'm glad I played that so that I would be reminded. Okay, we're getting back to those seed covers, y'all. All right, so Timothy, back to you.
So, let's see if anybody wants to call in.
Well, we have some callers, but nobody's raising their hand. Let me check the chat room, see if there's any questions there. Not at this time. All righty then. So, oh, here's the question. Hold on. Go ahead, caller, with your question.
Yes, Timothy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I really like your topic. I really like your topic this evening.
You mean DeMario?
DeMario.
Yeah.
DeMario.
Okay.
DeMario.
Hello?
What?
Yes,
DeMario?
Caller?
Yes. What do you think a person could learn from a steam engine?
I know.
Yeah, you do.
I know. Because that back there, what you just heard, that was because I didn't show on that before.
Well, what can the caller want to know as your audience, okay? Your audience is listening to you talk about steam engines, right? So, what's important for them to learn from what you told them tonight?
Like you can learn anything you want.
But you have to be specific. What is the most important thing that you think it is that you talked about tonight? Regarding the steam engine.
The most thing you're talking about is actually like I know you like my topic and stuff, and also thank you and what are we talking about again?
Okay, the most important thing.
DeMario,
let me give you
let
an
me,
example.
Let me put it to you like DeMario. Let me put it to you like this.
Okay.
Have you ever? I'm sure you have. We all do. Have you ever gotten angry with someone?
Yes.
Okay. So when you get angry, if you say chugga 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 choo choo, and let off, and that'll let off a little steam, right? And then you won't be angry anymore.
Yes.
Well, I think the most important. Well,
yeah,
I think the most important.
Works.
Sometimes it works. Well, I think the most important thing that you talked about. Let me turn off the outside from our Times Square. I think the most important thing that you talked about was the fact that they don't make them anymore. Isn't that what you tell us?
They scrapped them. I don't know for what reason.
Yeah. So to me, that's the most important thing that you said about the steam engine, because it seems like they were working perfectly fine. But then, like you say, they scrapped them. And so we need to know the reason why that scrapped them. So, that you know, that kind of piqued my interest, and that's going to make me research it. Remember when we did our class, we always have to do our research on our topic because we never know what a caller may ask us, right?
Right.
Yeah. So are you going to research that and come back and tell us next month?
Yeah, yes.
That would be great. When is Timothy?
Mm-hmm.
No, all right then. Well, where's my bell? It's here. I think that was a good topic, y'all. Can y'all give Timothy a round of applause? I mean, DeMario.
Thank you.
All right. DeMario, we hope you stay in the studio so you can listen to Timothy because it's time for his topic now, okay?
Yes, I'm waiting.
You're going to stay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, wonderful, because you may want to ask Timothy something. It's time for his show now. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. God, well done again. All right, we got some bells, we got some angels, some wings. And so right now, we're going to get ready to bring in Timothy. It's Timothy's show, Timothy Jones, who has been hosting the Teen Talker show. It is time for him now to do his show if he stops breathing in the microphone. Okay, Timothy, don't bring the microphone. That was you.
Welcome to the Timothy Jones Animal Show. Do you like animals? Almost everyone does. So my show, I talk about all kinds of animals. So let's get started.
What's your hot topic tonight, young man?
My topic is the armadillo.
Uh-oh. I don't even know how to spell that, Timothy. Let's see. Timothy is talking about, I'm on Facebook, the, what? How do you spell it?
A-R-M-A-D-I-L-L-O.
All righty, then.
Armadillo.
Go ahead. Excellent. So, I'm going to ask them to call in and see how much you know about it. Go ahead.
Armadillo means little armored one in Spanish. And it's a mammal with a hard shell. A mammal with a shell. That is very weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, isn't a turtle a mammal, too? A turtle has a shell. He's a mammal. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. You know, Miss Emily Crosby is on top of her stuff. He's a mammal. A turtle is a mammal, too.
I wish I had a pen back here so I could write it on my paper.
Well, you got a great memory. Go ahead, continue.
They're related to the anteater and the sloth. It has a pointed snout and small little eyes, but it has strong legs and long claws to help it move all of that dirt out the way so it can go under, get to the dirt, and sleep.
I actually had one in my yard once.
18 to 16 hours a day.
They sleep how long?
18 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
Hours.
Wow. That's something else.
Also, some do live in Tennessee, even Memphis.
I know. It was one in my yard a couple of years back. I had a mound of dirt, and I thought it was a gopher. I called out the Memphis whatever it is, pest control, city pest control. And that man said I had an armadillo. I'm like, how an armadillo? I thought they only be in Texas and Oklahoma. Yeah. So continue. I never did see it, thank God. But I have seen one. I've seen them killed on the highway, you know, and traveling. That's ugly little critter too.
When they can't be under a fence, they can climb over the fence.
Ooh.
So if you got a fence,
so they can climb pretty high, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And their predators are coyotes, dogs, black bears, bobcats, cougars, foxes, cops, and owls.
Mm-hmm.
And their babies.
Well, my dog must have got rid of mine. He must have tipped up on my dog at night in my apartment. But I didn't see any remnants of it, so. But I was just glad it was gone. Yeah. So, and because the pest control said it wasn't, they didn't have anything to put down for it. And I think I put some gopher stuff down in there and poured some Clorox down in the hole. So that may have run away.
But all you have to do is...
I hope you're going to be able to tell us how to get rid of them while you are talking your topic, but continue.
Well, I'm going to have to look that up also. But here's something that you could do. You could get some insects or some termites or some ants, even fire ants, and put them in a jar. And once you come up, he's going to try to get him. And all you have to do is just capture him.
Capture?
I think that will... I think that will
now
work.
Yeah, it probably will work for you, Timothy. Now, you know good well Miss Emily and Pearl is not going to try to...
Well, do
did y'all hear that? Y'all better take it, Pearl. Not going to capture. Try to capture no arms. No, there's no way. Emily's not going to try to capture no armadillo. It is not going to happen. But you may continue your topic.
Also, well, they eat insects, other small mammals, like baby birds, eggs, carrion, roots, and fruit. They have long, sticky tongues, like their relative, the anteater, to eat termites and ants. And guess what? They can hold their breath for 6 minutes when they dive underwater. 6 minutes.
What? Wow.
And armadillos can walk underwater.
So how long will they live up underwater?
How long can they live up underwater?
Yeah.
Live?
Because I was thinking about, you know, Texas has a lot of armadillos in there. The Hurricane Harvey came through there, you know, and they had like a flood. They were, that city was turned into an ocean. So I was just curious about the armadillos.
They're probably going to be floating around because they can inflate their stomach and their intestines with air, the water.
Wow. So no matter how tall the water.
So all they have to do is just suck in a lot of water. In the end, they can just float on the car.
So it doesn't matter how tall the water is, huh?
It doesn't
matter
how tall.
Wow. That's some ingenious little pests, aren't they? Continue. Interesting. Continue.
Well, they have very poor eyesight, but they have good sense of smell to find their prey.
Mm-hmm.
Also, their whole body is filled with bony plates, their head, their back, their legs, and tail.
So they can take a good hit on the back and it won't even bother them, huh? That armor, that shell is their armor to protect their bodies.
Yeah.
And so and they're pretty hard, you know. So, like if you hit them with a stick or something, it's not gonna hurt them.
Uh-huh. Also,
right?
They can delay implantation 2 years.
They can do what?
Delay implantation for 2 years.
Implantation? I didn't understand.
They can delay implantation for 2 years, which means...
What's the... Mm-hmm.
Which means the male can mate with the female, and she can be pregnant, and she can make sure that the sperms don't get connected with the egg. So she can do that for 2 years.
So and that's called
implantation.
That's called implantation. Wow.
Yes, so she can be pregnant for 2 years.
Well, bless her little heart then. Douglas, did you hear that?
And she always gives birth.
Bless her little heart.
She didn't like that guy too well.
That look better her than me. Yeah. Who want to be pregnant for 2 years? Good grief! That's really funny, there, y'all. Don't y'all think that's funny? Yeah. All right, you may continue. This is interesting. Very interesting.
I just lost my thought.
I got tickled in you. Miss Emily Pearls did not mean to take you off topic.
I found it.
Okay.
So she always gives birth to 4 pups, and they're all going to be one gender, either all boys or all girls. And it can't
really?
Be me. And she always has 4 babies. She always has quadruplets.
That is the right, correct term for 4 babies, yes. Well, isn't that something? Do you know why they can only have 4 or not?
They can only have 4. They can't have less and they can't have more. She only has 4.
But can you tell us why that is?
I'm going to have to look that up also. Yeah, some good questions that I'm going to have to look up. I'm going to be even surprised. That if they have the answer.
You'll have to have a part 2 on your show next month when you give us these answers. That'll be great. But yeah, because most mammals, you know, I don't think they have an exact number of youth that they give birth to. It could vary. Because I know my dogs that I've had, and I've owned cats before too. You know, sometimes they may have 5, the next time it may be 7, the next time it may be 8 or 9, you know, that sort of thing. And the same holds true with humans, because most humans generally have 1, you know, baby. But then there are those who have twins and triplets and quadruplets. And quintet is 5 babies, so that holds true with, I think, most mammals. And so that's very interesting as to why this armadillo will always only have 4 babies. That's really interesting there. Don't you think?
Yes, I think.
You see what I'm talking about, right?
I just lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
I keep on losing my idea.
You're so involved with your teacher. I understand.
So,
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a little commercial break and come back, and then you can kind of give us your last part, and then we'll take some calls from the audience. How about that?
Okay.
Okay, and then that way you can just find your train of thought wherever you were. Okay, y'all, don't go away. Don't you touch that dial. We'll be right back.
The Covered Restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee is world famous for some of the best food and southern hospitality you'll ever find and is a celebrity favorite. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. The Covered Restaurant is located at 1400 Union Avenue, one block east of Cleveland, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Got a large group? Groups of any size are welcome, and catering is available. While you're there, pick up a copy of Charles Capella's world-famous covered cookbook. Check out their website at www.thecoveredrestaurant.com. That's The Covered Restaurant, 1400 Union, 901-276-8015. A proud sponsor of The Emily Pearl Show.
Finish telling us about the armadillo. Then if you have a question or comment, we just need you to press 1 so that we can go straight down the line.
So, I picked up where I was, and actually, usually they'll run away or burrow or a claw attack, which means they'll strike at their opponent with their sharp claws.
Hmm. Yeah,
and nine-handed armadillo can make vertical leaps when they are afraid. But when they play dead when they're captured. Because they try to burrow something, they try to escape. And then they just get captured. So all they do is just play dead. Because the only thing likes to eat dead things.
It made me think
but
about
we do,
this sheep.
We love eating that chicken, but it's dead.
Look, there's a sheep. I don't know what kind it is, but the sheep can play dead. I mean, I think it's when they hear a noise or when they get afraid. I think it's when they get frightened. They just fall over, and they be like concrete. Have you ever heard of that sheep? Before?
No.
But, you know, I'd like for you to research it, and maybe you could talk about it in November. Okay? It's a certain kind. Your mom will help you Google it. It's just this one kind of sheep. When they get afraid, if something frightens them, they turn over. I mean, they just fall out. They fall hard on the ground, too, because I've seen it on videos. And they just fall out, and they get hard as a rock. So I would like to know if more about that sheep and why they do that. So that's an assignment I'm going to give you. For November, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, love. Now, what's your fun fact before we go to the line?
So, I wanted to go to the line before we went to the fun fact.
Okay. I'm going to go to the line before we go to the line. Press 1 now if you have a question or comment for Timothy, because he was talking about those armadillos tonight, man. He was hitting it. I know DeMario probably has a question. DeMario, do you have a question for Timothy about the armadillos?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I figured you did.
How can this animal you're talking about breathe underwater?
Well, it doesn't breathe underwater. it can hold its breath underwater. How we hold our breath underwater when we go swimming, it holds its breath.
Oh.
That it can
and
just
it can
hold
its
breath
for 6 minutes.
6 minutes? Wow. You understand, Demaria? Did that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have anything else you want to ask Timothy about the armadillo before we go to the next caller? What do you think about the armadillo, Demaria? Have you ever seen one or a picture of one?
No.
So that will be an assignment for you. I'll get your mom to help you to Google the armadillo so you can see what it looks like, and then you'll know what Timothy, it'll fit right in, you know, after you've heard Timothy talk about it. And so you really need to know what it looks like, okay?
Okay. And also Timothy.
Okay.
How can this armadillo walk underwater?
Well, it's kind of how we do it. So I guess it just builds up speed and just dives under.
They just dive under. That was pretty good, Timothy. I wouldn't have had a better answer myself. That was funny, wasn't it, Demario? Okay, well, let's go to our next caller. Thank you, Demario.
Thank you for your questions. Talk to you all next month.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, dear. He's a little one. He's got, no, he doesn't have school tomorrow, but he's so used to going to bed. He's only six. Okay, so, Doug, you're up next. What's your question, Timothy? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I pushed the wrong button. Okay, Doug, you're live.
I'm very impressed with not only the topic, but also the armadillo. The armadillo is a very fascinating animal. Now, I was just wondering, okay, just like if we want to go underwater, we take on air, which also helps us float. But we have to take on air to go underwater. But with the armadillo, they take on air to float. So I guess they let go of the air so they can go underwater. And, you know, if I go underwater and I let all my air out, I'm not going to stay underwater very long. But what I'm wondering is what is the difference between when they would want to go underwater and when they would want to stay on top of the water?
Well, when they want to go under the water, they just breathe in air through their lungs. But when they want to stay up on top of the water, they'll breathe in air through their lungs, into their stomach, into their intestines. So they have...
Wow.
And that has a lot of air in them, and it makes them float on top of the water. But that little that they have in their lungs, that's going to keep them underwater with all of this.
So they could also escape predators underwater, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Because like if a fox or something is chasing them, all he has to do is just dive underwater. or if he catches him, all he has to do is just play dead.
And ball up and tell the fox it's like good luck getting through my armor.
Uh-huh.
Is that what happens? they can just ball up and curl up, and then there's nothing showing but their armor, their hard shell. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Wow. So they don't get caught very much then, huh?
Uh-huh. So it's going to be very tough for the princess to take much on them. Aye, aye, aye.
Okay, speak up a little bit now. You're kind of fading out on us. Get a little bit closer to your mic. And
yes.
So I think that's better, yes. I think that their most biggest predator is cars, automobiles.
Well, because they will jump. Well, when they're scared, they'll jump. And they'll either get hit by the windshield or by the front bumper.
Yeah. Because I've seen them killed over on the side of road highways, you know. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know they could jump. I've never seen them jump before. They walk sort of like a possum.
Well, yeah, but I don't think the opossums jump. I think the opossums just play dead.
That's why they're called possum, yeah. That's why we
playing
use the
possum.
Term playing possum, yeah. So what's your fun fact for tonight?
Fun fact. The fun fact is most armadillos see, I kind of already said it, most armadillos seen dead on the road do not get hit by the wheels. When an armadillo is frightened, it jumps straight in the air. So they probably get hit by the front bumper or windshield. Also, armadillos can be housebroken, which means they can be potty trained. Just like
what?
Dogs.
Now that is a fun fact. What? Potty train? I got a potty train of an armadillo.
Wow. A pet armadillo.
I wouldn't want one.
I didn't say pot. I didn't say pot armadillo because I know armadillos can go in the pot.
Wow. Wow. Our little group in the audience fascinated too. These are our onliners. They didn't call into the studio. Wow, well, I tell you what, where's my bell? Let's get some angels some wings and give you your props. Yay! Very, very excellent presentation.
You guys?
Hmm?
You don't want to have them as a pet because you can get leprosy. They can make you
make you itch.
They can cause leprosy in humans, and humans should not eat or handle them.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I had forgot about that.
That's okay. Really good. Everybody, let's give a round of applause for Timothy. Big round of applause, y'all. All righty then.
Thank you.
Well, that was really excellent. So, Timothy, we're going to let you go if you want to go. It's in the green room. Because then we got Reverend Doug and I, we're just going to talk out the rest of the show for about 5 minutes, and then we're going to end the show. But I would love for you to stay in the show so you could say, comes back to you. Okay? I'll put you in the green room. Let's get you some water, because you gave a big presentation. You hosted the show. Excellent job. So I'm going to be working on some, trying to get you and Mario some things, too, to do. So I'm pressing the green room right now, okay? Well done.
Okay,
Douglas. I'm going to let you summarize our show tonight and then close with a prayer. And we're going to get out of the studio tonight.
Awesome. Well, this was one of the – I was really, really impressed. This is one of the most impressive – nights I've had with the teen talkers, with the DeMario. Well, they're not teen, with DeMario and Timothy.
Right.
They're getting better. They're getting better and better. They're coming up with very interesting and informative topics, and
mm-hmm.
they're being very thorough in the research. Yeah, and professional. And in creating an arousing enough interest that we want to bring them back and elaborate, and also with some really good questions that get brought up, and it piques their interest too as well. And
yeah.
I like the way they're both getting involved with each other
uh-huh.
and their topics, because, you know, being in radio, you got to be able to deliver and receive and question and that sort of thing. And so I'm really impressed with what you're doing with your students, Emily. You're doing an excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing an awesome job. And
Thank you.
Know, and I think both of these young men are going to, you know, climb to great heights, you know, and I hope they
mm-hmm.
stick with us, you know, as long as they are not dated.
I'm trying to work right now that they're a year in and a 2 years in, it's time for them to be guests on other radio shows. So that's going to be my
mm-hmm.
next step, trying to get them to be, you know, featured guests on other radio shows, both online and in studios, actual
mm-hmm.
radio studios. T.M. Garrett, our videographer for our movie, he is
mm-hmm.
He's opening a new show this month on KWAM radio station. So I'm gonna make sure that he allows the Teen Talkers a chance to appear on his show. It's an hour long show on Saturdays, I believe. He starts from 5 to 6, but I don't remember the start date. But that would be the first show I'm gonna try to get them on. Then we know another show, a sports show, talk show that comes on in the mornings. But see, that won't work for them because they're in school in the morning. But the Saturday evening would be good, you know, for them to be guests on radio shows. And so that's what I'm going to be working on for them, trying to get
well,
them.
That's great because you're keeping them under your wing and they're evolving and growing, and that's
exposure. Yeah, they're ready to be exposed. They're ready to be exposed now for a show. And the Teen Talkers show, they're ready to be exposed past that. So that's their next phase of their learning in radio broadcasting. So by the time, I say within a year, it's no telling where these two young men will be because they are just awesome. I am so proud of them. You know, they're not my kids, but I love them just like my kids, and I get all puffy and teary and proud and cry, you know, as if I was their mama.
you're their radio mom. Yeah.
These kids are dedicated because they had to go through 8 weeks with me of training for a radio broadcasting. And then, you know, they had to do, you know, each phase, they begin their phase. We have phases 1, 2, and 3. Mario's in phase 1, and Timothy's in phase 2. But the Mario has evolved so fast, I'm going to take him with Timothy to stage 3, you say.
He'll skip a grade.
Well, Mario skipped a grade anyway in school. He skipped kindergarten. And he started school this year in first grade, and he's only 6. He just turned 6.
Mm-hmm.
So he was so smart. His scores were so smart. He didn't have to go to kindergarten. And that's just
mm-hmm.
awesome. That's just how smart this young 6-year-old is. So, you know, and by them being black young boys, that means a lot for them. to get into the professional media arena. You see what I'm saying? Because when I'm watching TV and the news and stuff, and I see these young men, you know, in their 20s and 30s broadcasting and TV, you know, it just makes me, because media is my passion. All forms of media is my passion. And so we're just going to push these young men and encourage them as far as they can go. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Okay, so it's time for our prayer so that we can close Friday Night Live tonight. Go ahead.
Dear Lord God, keeper of heaven and earth, Lord, we want to thank you in all things, even in the midst of this natural disaster that came through the Gulf Coast in the form of Hurricane Harvey, because we live on planet Earth that you created, dear God, and there is a purpose for everything, and sometimes it seems like humanity, we just get in the way, and we just thank you for your grace and your mercy, and all the people that have been extending their love and their generosity. We're just so grateful that you have touched their hearts. And it's so inspirational that people have helped neighbors and strangers have helped strangers and Christians have helped Muslims. And it's the type of thing that indirectly, I think, will help us bring this nation together, because we have been so divided politically. And we just, dear God, just want you to continue to stay with us and help this blessed land and help us to grow and to embrace each other and learn to accept each other for our differences and move forward patriotically in this land of freedom, this land that was blessed by you, dear God. And we thank you so much for this radio show and Emily Pearl and Sybil Presley for continuing to move forward with this show and also into other areas of music and videography and movies. And this is just a blessed team. And we just want you to continue to talk for Jesus' name. Thank you so much, dear God. Amen.
Amen. Well, all right. To all of my pearls in the listening audience tonight, a pearl is defined as a precious thing. It is the finest example of something special. So it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor. You, my pearls, are a precious thing. You are the finest example of someone special. All right. And as we say around here in the Emily Pearl studio, listen, don't hate them. Congratulate them. And if you deem it in me, and I promise you, my pearls, everything good that you do will what, y'all?
Come back to you.
That's right. Everybody say good night. That's our time. And we'll see you next week, same time, same place, same station. Everybody say good night. Good night.
Good night. God bless.